Section 146. At the opening of the first business session of the Amboy Centennial Conference of 1960, President W. Wallace Smith presented a revelation received by him, introducing it as follows. Having made the needs of the church a matter of almost constant thought every waking hour for many months, I engaged in prayer, as is my custom before retiring. On the night of March 27th, the burden of my prayer had to do with the filling of the vacancies in the Council of the 12 Apostles and other matters which had claimed my attention. As a result of this concern, and in answer to my prayers, I am prompted by the Spirit of Almighty God to bring His word to the church. To the elders of the church and the General Conference. My servants Cecil R. Ettinger and Duane E. Cooey have discharged their duties and responsibilities in humility and faithfulness before me, and are now called to serve as apostles in my church. Accordingly, they should be set apart and take their places with their brethren in the labors of the apostolic office as members of the Council of Twelve. My servants of the leading councils and quorums of my church are commended for the unity of purpose which they have demonstrated. They are now counseled to take full advantage of the willingness of my people to follow the leadership which I have provided and to which my people have given their consent. This principle is at the heart of the gospel which I restored through my servant Joseph and which is preserved in the reorganization of my people. Let any remaining contention over minuteness cease in order that my purpose, already revealed in my word to the church, may be fulfilled and my work continue to prosper in love. Amen. Your humble servant in Christ, W. Wallace Smith, President of the Church. Independence, Missouri, April 2nd, 1960.